From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the programme. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
We are turning today to the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. We encourage you to lift your Bible or your New Testament and turn to that chapter, Acts chapter 16. Over the last few weeks we've been thinking about the whole subject of repentance and a very specific aspect of it, the fruit of repentance, the fruit of joy, joy in heaven, joy in the heart, and then joy in the home. Repentance is a great necessity. It means to have a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of will, and that necessitates a change of direction. The word repentance really means to turn from our sin unto God with full purpose of and endeavor after new obedience. There's joy in heaven whenever a sinner repents. The psalmist said, "My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation," because he had repented of his sin. And then in Acts 16, we have the lovely account of the conversion of the Philippian jailer, and there was joy in his home. Verse 25, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.' And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house." What a wonderful story we have here in the account of the Philippian jailer. Whenever we read about him, first of all, we don't have much knowledge about him, but we would conclude that here was a man who probably had very little knowledge of the gospel. He was a Gentile. He was a non-Jew. He hadn't witnessed the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the apostle Paul had just arrived in the city of Philippi a few hours before, and so the gospel, in all likelihood, hadn't reached the Philippian jailer. He was therefore a man with no interest in the gospel. We read in verse 23 concerning Paul and Silas, "Whenever the multitude and the magistrates arose and laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely." Look at what he did in verse 24. "Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks." He didn't handle them gently. He didn't show them courtesy. He didn't embrace them as men of God and servants of Christ. He was none too sympathetic towards them or what they represented. Here was a man, the jailer at Philippi, no knowledge of the gospel, no interest in the gospel, no love for God or for God's people. Here was a man in need of Christ. But in verse 26, we read about a sudden upheaval. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. An earthquake. His world was shaken. He was shaken. He had not expected this. He certainly hadn't planned for it, this huge upheaval in his life and in his circumstances, and many in our world tonight are facing this great crisis, this lockdown, COVID-19. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, are dying from this virus, even in Britain itself. And for many, it's a huge upheaval. Our world has been shaken. Our economy has been shaken. And many people have been shaken. You see, up until this moment of this earthquake, this man had been sleeping. We read about that in verse number 27. And I'm sure that some of you listening today have been spiritually asleep. But maybe this great upheaval in our land has caused you to be awakened. What's going on? You find yourself very much out of control. You had plans for tomorrow and plans for the rest of the year, and now those plans have all been changed. Very quickly and very dramatically. And maybe God has been shaking you. And God has been waking you up. You'll notice the immediate effects of this earthquake as he was awakened out of his sleep. Verse number 29 says he came trembling. He was afraid. You know, fear is one of the great characteristics of our society. The Bible says in the last days, men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. He was afraid. Maybe you're afraid. The Bible says the faithful and the unbelieving shall all have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and with brimstone. He was afraid. Verse 27, he was suicidal. He drew out a sword and would have killed himself. And that's a very real temptation as well. End it all. There's no purpose or hope going on. And many people tragically and sadly have done that and brought so much pain and suffering to their families and their loved ones, and then they themselves have gone out into a lost eternity. He was afraid. He was suicidal. He was also in darkness because he came trembling and he called for a light in verse number 29. And man, naturally speaking, is in darkness. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. But whenever a sinner repents and the Lord draws him to himself, they leave the kingdom of darkness and they're translated into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. But all the while, Paul and Silas have borne a good testimony before him. They didn't retaliate or curse him up and down whenever he handled them roughly, but rather at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And that old jailer fell asleep to the prayers and the praise of these two gracious men of God. And then whenever he's about to fall upon his sword, in verse number 25, having been singing, we read in verse 28 that Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm." And those words melted the hard heart of that Philippian jailer. He saw in those men and heard in their voices the love of Christ. "Do thyself no harm, sir. We are all here. Jesus Christ, my Lord, said that he did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. He doesn't want us to destroy ourselves either. He doesn't want us to harm ourselves and hurt ourselves. He asked the question, why should ye be stricken any more? Do thyself no harm." And the hard heart of the jailer at Philippi is melted. And in verse number 30, he asks the question of his life. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved? I'm lost. I'm undone. I'm facing a lost eternity. How can I have, men, what you have? How can my sins be forgiven?" And maybe for a little while you've been wondering the same thing. How can I be saved? How can my life be changed? He's asked the question of his life and he gets the wonderful answer of verse number 31. "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Look away from yourself. You can't save yourself. Just the same way we couldn't save ourselves. There came a time in our lives whenever we came to believe in a power much higher than our own. We came to believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And he went to a cross and he died for us and shed his blood for our sins. And all that needs to be done has been done. And all you have to do is trust. Turn from your sin. Believe on him. Notice the great aftermath. It says in verse number 22, they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. You see, by this stage, he had released them. He had taken them home. He was tending to their wounds. He was feeding them, treating them with love and grace. And Paul and Silas were sharing the gospel with him and with his family. And in saving faith, and in obedience, and in response to his newfound faith in Christ, it says he was baptized, he and all his straightway. I believe that they believed the same message that he believed. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. If they too believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will be saved as well. And they spake the word of God unto him and to all that were in his house. You see, those that were in his house were able to hear and understand the word of God. They sat and they listened. They had reached the years, evidently, of understanding. And Paul and Silas shared the gospel with all that were in the house. And they all made that same response. And he set meat before them. And rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. His home became a house of praise. It was changed wonderfully and dramatically. I don't believe there's a greater joy than to have a family all united in Christ. Maybe you're the only one in your home that's not saved. Would you not repent of your sin and receive Christ just now? Would that not make your home a house of joy, that your wife or your husband or your parents or your children could rejoice with you, and you could become a family that love and know the Lord all together, and there'd be joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. There'd be joy in your heart, and there'd be a wonderful sense of joy in your home. Repent of your sin. Receive Christ, turn and trust and experience this wonderful joy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266, 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.